six steps of validation, as outlined by Kate Theata, might be a prudent place to start for those of us who truly like breaking down things into steps. When your friend or loved one is in a vulnerable state and is reaching out, these are the stages and the order you should go through to effectively hear and communicate with them. 1. Be present. First of all, show up. This is at once the easiest yet trickiest step of all. It doesn't mean just being physically present and maintaining eye contact. Being present is actually more like two smaller steps: giving your partner your absolute attention, then being accommodating and understanding that they're having big emotions at the moment. The first part is physical. It just means eliminating distractions. Turn off your phone, switch off the TV, and reduce the volume of music to a hum in the background. You could also just turn it off, but relaxing music can make the environment for communication a little easier. It's obviously more complicated in a public space. If it's easy to move to a quieter spot, do so. If not, try to ward off distractions by keeping complete visual focus on your partner and leaning in to hear if you have to. The second part means accepting your partner's strong feelings, showing up in a sensitive way. We can react too quickly to a display of intense emotion, and it's fair to feel initially startled when someone's severely sad or angry. As soon as the shock recedes, though, it's crucial to let your partner know you want to deal with them as they are. You can do this by asking an open-ended question. Tell me what's going on. What are you feeling right now? Or, can you talk about what happened? You should also watch and soften your visual and facial cues to let your partner know you're open to hearing and not ready to judge. 2. Accurate reflection. After you've listened to your partner explain what's happening, the next step is to show that you're concentrating on their well-being and trying to understand what they're feeling. That's when you try to offer an accurate reflection of what they've just expressed. Reflection can take different forms, but they're all verbal statements that mirror the emotions your partner is conveying, provide context, and assure them that their feelings are comprehended. I sense that you're disappointed about not getting that job. Or, I can hear your anxiety about having to deal with your family at Thanksgiving. It doesn't have to be more than a sentence or two of acknowledgement. In fact, it shouldn't be. It should be just enough to let your partner know that you're hearing them, that you've invested your interest and concern, and want to hear them continue their story. Also, try to paraphrase their feelings in your own words instead of just repeating what they've said to you word for word. Simply echoing their statements verbatim only proves that you have a good short-term memory. Rephrasing it in your own language, though, shows that you're trying to understand them on a deeper level. Plus, parroting something back to someone could be mistaken for sarcasm, like an adult mimicking a crying child. 3. Reading behavior and guessing what they're feeling. For a variety of reasons, many of us are detached from and out of touch with our emotions. A big cause of this separation is having experienced invalidation in the past. Our parents may have neglected our feelings as kids, like that mimicking parent does in the last paragraph, for example. Or perhaps we've tried to be honest about our feelings with others, and their reactions were so harmful that now we repress our emotions and keep them buried. That's why the next step is guessing how your partner feels by how they're behaving. I'm guessing you're feeling rejected by your parents because they're not showing confidence in your decisions. Or, it sounds to me like you're frustrated with your coworker because they're not keeping their commitments. It's vital to frame this statement as a guess, not a firm declaration of your belief or diagnosis of the situation. Being assertive sets you in a position where you're superior to them and you know the answers to their problems. That creates a distance, a sort of mentor-student relationship that might make them less forthcoming, not to mention resentful. This is a step beyond reflecting emotions, because you aren't waiting for them to express themselves. You're taking the lead here and trying to lead them to an emotional resolution. Another reason you need to present your interpretation of their feelings as a guess is, of course, that you might be wrong. In this step, being wrong is completely okay. You're trying to figure out what their emotions are, but ultimately, they're the ones who are feeling their emotions, and they know best what those are. If you guessed wrong, they might correct you. That, too, is completely okay. Give them a safe environment to explain themselves. If they know you're just guessing, they'll feel more secure in clarifying what's happening with them. Hello, listeners. We're going to break from the episode for just a moment to bring you a word from our sponsor, Let's Get Checked. You know now about the availability and importance of the male hormone test, but Let's Get Checked has a full suite of wellness tests designed for those who want to take control of their health. A simple at-home test can give you insight into the health of your thyroid, liver, colon, and kidneys. You can also check for blood levels of cortisol, cholesterol, your vitamin levels, iron and omega fatty acid levels, folate, and C-reactive proteins. Tests are available to help you diagnose and manage Lyme disease, diabetes, and celiac disease, as well as their new, less invasive test for COVID-19. Take a moment to check out their full line of health and wellness tests and get your 20% discount by going to trylgc.com/NMG. That's trylgc.com/N as in Newton, M as in media, G as in group. And now, let's get back to the podcast episode. Understand their behavior in the context of their lives. This step depends on your having knowledge of your partner's past history and general makeup. And if you've been close for a long time, you should know that history reasonably well. All the reactions we have now are the product of events and experiences that we had in the past, as well as the way we're biologically constructed. In this validation step, you express a connection with their behavior by understanding how the past has shaped their actions and feelings. For example, let's say your friend was hit by a car while he or she was riding their bike as a child. The injuries weren't serious, but the event was understandably traumatic. Particularly since it happened when they were very young and impressionable, they may feel fearful about getting on a bike or crossing the street in heavy traffic. That's a somewhat simple example in which everyone turned out relatively okay in the end, though it sucked at the time. But be aware, there are many more serious and painful experiences for your partner that may be at play. They may have endured abuse, suffered from the early death of their parents, seen terrible violence in wartime or combat, or some other intense tragedy. You should tread with a little care in these instances, and your response should reflect that care. Knowing how you lost your mother in an early age, I think I understand why you're afraid of abandonment. I imagine you can't easily trust someone after being in that abusive relationship. 5. Normalize or affirm their emotional reactions. When something happens that causes a big reaction in us, it's a unique and new event. It's not a normal occurrence. It causes us to feel something we don't feel in the usual course of our lives, but it's important to validate that. Although the situation isn't normal, our partner's emotional reactions to that unusual situation are entirely normal. For example, getting fired from a job isn't a small deal. It's a rare happening that can cause a lot of extreme stress and trauma. Someone who just got fired may be feeling anxious and worried for their future, and it's very important for them to know that anxiety and worry are completely proper things to feel. If I just got laid off, I'd feel nervous about the future too. Your partner must understand that their reactions are not bizarre or wrong. They need to feel that others would feel the same way if they were going through it. However, when affirming their feelings as normal, it's important to not say something like, "You'll be fine," or "It's going to be okay." These statements, well-intended as they are, actually invalidate your partner's feelings by effectively ending the discussion, negating the effect of their hard feelings. You actually don't know if it's going to be fine. Even if your historical experiences with those feelings have turned out to be okay, that doesn't mean theirs will. A preferable option would be, "I have faith in your ability to get through this." But even that's not completely necessary at this point. Your partner's feelings should be center stage, and they have to know that they are. Your being able to comprehend and validate how they feel is much more important to them right now. They need to be able to complete that expression on their own without getting cut off by a nice sentiment that means well. 6. Radical genuineness. This is related to the previous stage of normalizing your partner's feelings and goes a step further. At the end of your communication, your partner should feel that they're a real person experiencing valid feelings and not someone who's crazy and incompetent. Your end game should result in your partner feeling loved and taken seriously, that you consider them your equal, and that they're just going through an exceptionally hard time at the moment. This might be a good time for the expression, "I have faith you'll get through this," since it relates to their being a normal person in a challenging situation. But it's important to establish that you believe them to be that way, that you know they're able to solve their problems or adapt to changes, that they're not helpless or unable to make anything right. This is the definition of radical genuineness, treating and supporting your loved one as a human being that you trust and believe in, especially when they're down. Relationships and friendships emerge from feelings of love, happiness, and satisfaction, but they're preserved by shaping those sentiments into practicing validation, and that takes work and conscientiousness. This has been Improve Your People Skills: How to Connect with Anyone, Communicate Effectively, Develop Deep Relationships, and Become a People Person. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2019 by Patrick King. Production copyright by Patrick King.
Hello, listeners. This is Russell with Newton Media Group. And on behalf of myself and Patrick King, we'd like to thank you for the time you've given to the podcast and hope that you've found it useful in your daily life. We value your time, which is why our episodes begin immediately with content. But we also highly value your opinion and would greatly appreciate if you would leave us a rating and a review in your podcast provider. Also, don't forget, if you'd like a copy of the free mini book on conversation tactics, take a moment and visit patrickkingconsulting.com to request your free copy.